Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you an exclusive interview with India's High Commissioner to Ghana, Manish Gupta, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the West African country. Interviewer is Alok Ranjan Rai, Akashvani correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks today on a significant 8-day visit spanning 5 countries, marking his longest foreign trip in over a decade. The extensive diplomatic journey of the Prime Minister includes the visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia, all members of the Global South. This visit of Prime Minister Modi highlights India's commitment to deepening its engagement and partnerships within the Global South. In the first leg of his visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Ghana, where he will take part in a series of engagements over the next 2 days. Akashvani correspondent Alok Ranjan Rai, who is in Ghana to cover the Prime Minister's visit, spoke in detail with India's High Commissioner to Ghana, Mr. Manish Gupta. Let's listen in to that conversation first, following which we'll bring you special reports on the Prime Minister's upcoming visits to the remaining 4 countries.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a historic visit to Ghana. This is the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister in 3 decades. We are joined here by India's High Commissioner to Ghana, Manish Gupta. First, outline for us what are the various facets of India-Ghana relationship.
India-Ghana ties, they are quite multifaceted. They are very deep-rooted with a rich historical legacy. Our ties in fact predate Ghana's own independence. The first Indian High Commissioner came here as a representative office building in 1953. And since those times, we have a very good developmental partnership from this country, and it has gone from strength to strength. And today, this is a very diversified relationship that encompasses all sectors, from agriculture to manufacturing to R&D, steel to pharmaceuticals to IT, to name a few. This context, you know, this visit is taking place, and we are certainly confident that it's going to take this relationship to the greater heights.
President of Ghana, John Mahama, has recently been elected. So, is it an attempt by India to further continue the long-standing relationship that the two countries enjoy?
Certainly, you know. And Ghana, you know, is one of the very few democratic countries in this part of the world. Indeed, Ghana is a shining beacon of democracy in West Africa and in the region. And one thing is very special about this country is that the India-Ghana relationship has always enjoyed a bipartisan support. Now, with the new government in power, and President Mahama is one who is no stranger to India. In fact, in his very first term, he visited India to take part in the India-Africa Forum Summit in 2015. So he knows India well. He knows about the Indian capacities. So this is the right time when we have this interaction, highest level exchange, where the two, our Prime Minister and Honorable President Mahama, they will be engaging in bilateral discussions, one-on-one talks, followed by delegation-level talks. And I'm quite confident that we have extensive discussions where the Ghanaian priorities are, and that will help in also taking the Ghanaian economic reset and agenda forward.
One of the focus points for this discussion is said to be the economic aspect of the relationship, wherein we saw that Ghana is going through economic restructuring program also of the IMF. So how can India help here? Because as we know, India has been extending lines of credit and other forms of grant also to Ghana. So what more can be expected in this visit in this regard?
Economic, trade and investment tie. These are one of the key pillars of our partnership with Ghana. Yes, Ghana has gone a deep economic restructuring. It's an ongoing process, and it's highly likely that the entire debt restructuring should be over by the third quarter of this year. And once this process is done, certainly that will open the way for Ghana to go to the international markets also. But even at the same time, you know, our developmental cooperation, our capacity building block, building efforts with Ghana, they are going from strength to strength. In fact, the number of ITEC slots, the ICCI scholarships with this country, they have been continuously increased. And the reason is these programs, developmental capacity cooperation, is quite popular. And there's a good resonance here with the officials, with the masses in this country. And this has helped in a big way, especially when it comes to capacity building in the IT sector, in the police services, in the defense. And this all is one of the important aspects. And secondly, we also have to look into the context. You know, this Ghana's economy is now on the rebound. In fact, since late last year, the economy has grown consistently by 4-5% on quarter-on-quarter basis. So that implies that once the country gets out of the economic restructuring, you will have a slew of foreign investments, and that offers a new opportunities also to the Indian companies to invest over here. And especially in the context of the Ghana's economic reset agenda, which offers ample opportunities in the fields of agriculture, healthcare, manufacturing sector, and also the IT sector. Because Ghana has all the right ingredients in place where it can become, let's say, a sort of an IT capital for this part of the region.
Now, one very important point that you brought out is the health sector, wherein we saw that India stepped up during the COVID crisis and provided vaccines to Ghana. Now, one of the focus points of this visit is said to be vaccine hub that is being talked about. So, can you throw some more light on this?
In Ghana's pharmaceutical sector, India's capabilities are very well known. If you look in terms of statistics, almost 70% of our pharmaceutical and healthcare market here is largely done through the Indian companies. So the government here, the industry here, they know the Indian capacities very well. And Ghana government is very keen to develop Accra as a pharmaceutical and vaccine hub for West Africa. It is in this context that the Ghana government wants to expand the partnership. And they are also very confident that they will move out of the Gavi support by 2030s. So it really offers a good opportunity for us to assist in the capacity building in the healthcare and vaccine development space for this country.
Now, you talked about pharmaceutical exports. Ghana enjoys a trade surplus with India because of the large gold imports that keeps happening from this country to India. Now, what can India do to bring down this trade surplus? Will there be any discussions in this regard during this visit?
Our bilateral trade is around $3 billion. And from the Ghanaian side, it's largely, as you have rightly mentioned, dominated by exports of gold, cocoa, timber, shea butter. These are, to name a few, commodities. On the other hand, our exports are dominated by pharmaceuticals, agricultural machinery, transportation equipments, rice, and the textile sector. So in fact, as the domestic economy expands further, that will open up new opportunities for us. And we should look in the terms of the broader trends of this partnership, where we would like to expand our economic footprint in this country and at the same time creating investment opportunities. Because as part of a commitment also or work with the Global South, we increase the investment opportunities here that will build local capacities, create jobs, and that will also help the country here. And if you visit any part of Accra or Ghana, you will realize the Indian community has a big footprint over here. Our presence here in manufacturing, retail sector, steel, pharmaceuticals, IT is quite well known. So not only they are helping to the economic progress and prosperity of this country, they are creating jobs, and at the same time we are opening up new opportunities for the Indian companies also.
Now, one more thing that is being talked about is that a few MOUs are also under discussion. Now, the previous state visit by the President of India happened in 2016, in which an MOU on economic cooperation was also signed. So, will we see some progress in that regard?
Of course, in this entire visit, one of the key pillars for our discussion is to advancing the trade and economic partnership. And Ghanaian side is very keen, especially to work in the areas of agriculture, agriculture mechanization. We talked about health and the vaccine development. Another sector, third, could be the defense cooperation. Already they have a good capacity building ongoing cooperation in the defense sector with Ghana, where we trained quite a few number of their defense personnel in our capacities, and also in the context of the UN peacekeeping. Then also there are opportunities to work together in the digital innovation, digital public infrastructure space. We are looking forward to further build linkages between our UPI and the Ghana payment settlement system in this part. So this will really going to be a big work in the services sector also that we look forward to build upon.
Now, you talked about defense partnership also being one of the prominent items on the agenda in this visit. So, what is being planned in this regard?
You know, we largely have the defense cooperation with Ghana since the very earlier years of this country's independence through the capacity building support to the armed forces. You know, it will come as a surprise to you that the current naval chief is himself under one of ITEC programs. In his very early stages, he visited India. So these are build their own people-to-people linkages, and also this we want to expand it further. Secondly, we have been also collaborating with them in the context of the counter-terrorism efforts and also combating the maritime piracy. This is a larger problem in the Gulf of Guinea, that surfaces from time to time. And that's where we want to expand the partnership. And third, the Ghana's northern borders. As you see the Ghanaian map, you see in the north, it borders the Sahel region. And Sahel region is ground to, you know, some of the fundamentalist elements, and there's a constant threat of, you know, terrorism emanating from that part. And that's where, you know, Ghana also look forward to leverage the Indian capacities in this area and to look forward to working with.
Now, the visit to Ghana is also being looked at as the outreach to the ECOWAS region and the African Union in the larger context. So, what more is India doing to increase its footprint in this region?
Well, in West Africa, if you see, Ghana is one of our preferred gateway for investment, channelizing our investments, both public and the government ones, into the region. Ghana's democratic framework, the rule of law, the relative safety of investment makes it a big draw, you know, also for other foreign countries. And for us, our developmental experience, the capacities that we have, that we share with us, you know, sometimes they become a more force multiplier also. Long time, more than 20 years back, we set up a Kofi Annan Center for Information Technology in this country. And you will be surprised, down the road, it has trained 50,000 personnel, not only here, from the neighboring Mali, Burkina Faso and other countries. So it contributes towards the capacity building for others also in the region. These are the things that we want to leverage as we, as part of also commitment to the Global South.
Right. So thank you for talking to us. I'm sure this visit will open up a new chapter in the relations between India and Ghana. Thank you.
That was an exclusive interview with India's High Commissioner to Ghana, Mr. Manish Gupta. Now, let's move ahead and listen to this special report on Prime Minister Modi's ongoing visit to the Five Nations.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Five Nation tour begins in the West African nation of Ghana, a country of both historical and strategic significance. This marks the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Ghana in nearly three decades. Key discussions are expected to focus on strengthening cooperation in the areas of economy, energy, and defense. India is already Ghana's top trading partner, with gold accounting for over 70% of its imports. The visit will also explore new opportunities in critical minerals, digital infrastructure, and the establishment of a vaccine hub to serve the wider West African region. Prime Minister Modi is also scheduled to address the Ghanaian parliament, highlighting the shared democratic values of both the countries. From Ghana, the Prime Minister will travel to Trinidad and Tobago, his first bilateral visit to the Caribbean nation since 1999. With its deep-rooted Indian diaspora, the visit aims to bolster ties in key sectors and reinforce India's long-standing relationship with the Caribbean region. The third stop on the tour is Argentina, marking the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister in 57 years. Talks will center on expanding cooperation in defense, agriculture, mining, oil and gas, and renewable energy. Following Argentina, Prime Minister Modi will head to Brazil to participate in the 17th BRICS summit. This will be his fourth visit to Brazil as Prime Minister. He is expected to engage in high-level discussions on pressing global issues, from reforming international institutions to climate action, artificial intelligence, peace and security, and multilateral cooperation. Several bilateral meetings with world leaders are also on the agenda. Brazil remains India's largest trading partner in South America, underscoring the economic importance of this visit. The final destination will be Namibia, where the Prime Minister's visit comes after a seven-year gap. This visit underscores India's commitment to deepening engagement with Southern Africa. Talks will span a broad range of areas, including trade, defense, energy, space, technology, agriculture, and healthcare. Prime Minister Modi is also expected to address the Namibian Parliament.
This five-nation tour of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is being widely viewed as a strategic move to enhance India's global outreach, with a focus on strengthening partnerships across the Global South.
You were listening to a discussion on India's High Commissioner to Ghana, Manish Gupta, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the West African country. Interviewer was Alok Ranjan Rai, Akashwani correspondent. The program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani.
Spotlight.